This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Last up, Michelle Swinnick, new to the Arise Dealer News Network, but well known to many of our speakers. Michelle is a talk radio show host, podcaster, host of the Patriotic Purpose Driven Platform, queen of quality content and collaboration, and founder of EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. In recent months, she's been on a mission to warn we the people about the consequences of voting machine, if voting machines are used in the 2020 midterms, and how we can ban the machines in her home state of Arizona to save the United States of America. And she believes we just need one county to cave. Michelle, very, very good to see you. Welcome to AGN.
Hey, thank you, everyone, for having me. Oh, look, it's like now my new third favorite person is Sasha, right? Because we've already got Scott McKay. We got the fiery Mel Kay, and an honor to be with all of you today. So how much time do I got? Because I got like 20 minutes to take action items, and I can condense them down as fast, but I'm going to talk real fast for everybody. So you tell me how much time I got.
Well, my production notes say, and I can refer to them right now, that everyone has had a few minutes only. You'll be given 8 minutes. That's a lot. Trust me.
Oh, I know. I got it covered. All right. So here's the deal. I'm going to kind of wrap it up for everybody. And I appreciate kind of bringing up the rear here, the caboose, right? You saved the best for last. You didn't even know it. So here's the new ideology, the new strategy that everybody is going to take with their life moving forward. Here it is. This is the winning strategy. It's pray, plan, take action. You're going to do it in that order. You're going to do it every day. It's going to make a huge difference in your life. You've got 37 days left until the midterms. And why is it the most important midterms that we've ever had, even though we've been abusing that word and that phrase for decades? It's because the heathens, the demons, and all of the bad people that hate us, that the ones that Mel Kay, the ones that Sasha, the ones that Scott call out every single show that they've been having for years on their platforms, the globalists, the Democrats, the establishment, the elected, selected elitists, which I stole from Mel Kay on Friday, and also the pick everybody single, like that. And then you've got the Democrats, you've got the Republicans, you've got the one world order people. All of these people are now so emboldened because we allowed to let them shut everything down and for the pandemic, the political propaganda pandemic. So now the gloves are off, right? If you can't see what's going on in this country, is the worst thing that's literally ever happened, the destruction of this country by the people that we didn't vote them in, right? Because that's all about the machines. So these are all the bad people. They are literally, this is their moment to shine. This is, and then no pun intended, I purposely am saying this, this is their Super Bowl. They get in, it's done. There goes your freedom. There goes your country. So what we want to do is we want to pray every day. Why do we start with prayer? Because God's the only one that's going to be able to pull this off, because it is that big of a deal. It is a spiritual battle between good and evil. It's also a battle for the soul of the nation. Somebody who sits in that house that's white, who doesn't belong there, for a legitimate Biden Nazi regime that's in there. He said that, and he's right. It's a battle. They want to steal the nation. They want to steal your soul. They want to steal everything about it. We want to save it. We want to save it. Our people, we the people, want to save it. Again, it's not left or right. It is we the people versus all of these bad people that are in control. So who are you going to pray for? You're going to pray to God and Jesus that they save this country. You're going to do that every day. You're going to pray that the judges who are taking cases like Mike Lindell's that's coming up here in October are going to do the right thing, like Tina Peters, that they actually do the right thing and stand up for what's right and don't throw these people in jail because they don't belong in jail, or actually rule correctly on releasing all the information that Mike Lindell has been talking about. That's literally all the juice, all the mats. They're going to pray for the elected officials here in Arizona, the Arizona Board of Supervisors in every single county, 15 of them, to do what's right, to ban the machines, because they have the option. They have the choice here in Arizona. That is the law, that they can choose to use the machines, or they can choose to use a hand count ballot and paper ballots. So we have the option here. So you're going to plan. You're going to plan. What is this country worth to you? What are you willing to sacrifice to save this country of 37 days until the biggest moment of your life? And that's what you're going to do. You're going to make sure that you're going to vote in person day of, use ballpoint, blue point pen, because and keep in mind that the government hands it to you, it's bad. Anything the government tells you is bad. You do the opposite. So don't take their dirty little pen, bring your own, pass them out to your friends. Now take action. Here's the most important thing. Oh, figure out what you're going to do every day to take action, how much time you're going to spend every day to take action, and make a plan, a physical plan. Write it down, pen and paper. Old school, write it down. What are you going to do? You're going to tell 10 friends? And that's part of the deal. So here's the take action number. Your low hanging fruit, everybody. We in Arizona, we've been working on this for a couple of weeks, and we've done other things to go along with it. So this is a campaign, a one-click email all Arizona elected officials to ban the machines here in Arizona, the voting machines. And the reason why this is going to work is because one of our elected officials, Jim O'Connor, who is the Arizona Corporations Commissioner, sent a letter to 110 of these people. They are the county supervisors. There's the recorders, the election directors, and the sheriffs all over the state, 110 of them. And so you have to ban these machines. I've read the CISA report. I've seen the movie Selection Code. I've seen the movie 2,000 Mules. I've watched Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth Summit. You cannot use these machines. They are ripe with fraud. We don't need another fraudulent election. We just had a mess here in the primaries. And the only reason, keep in mind, people, that Carrie Lake won is because we, the people, showed up day of, voted in person. And then only 12% of the people in Mayor Corruption County voted in person day of. So yes, that is the only way you're going to overcome these machines, because in the movie Selection Code, Tina Peters says, and I'm going to quote her, but I'm missing my quote. All right, I'm still going. I got my 8 minutes. I'm going to use all of it. So she said, if we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country forever. Okay? That is Tina Peters. She knows there's two sets of books. The machines, the only way we can win is we have to show up in person. Do not drop your ballot in a mailbox, in a female box, in a trans box, or a demon box, because it's you're just another mule and you're going to get it thrown in the garbage. So this campaign has potential. It has teeth. Because we've got elected officials behind it. We've got candidates behind it. We have groups behind it. We have lobbyist groups behind it. We have Act for America behind it. So it is a very simple 2 minutes a day is all I'm asking. 2 minutes a day. So what's going to happen is you're going to click on the website, azsavesamerica.us. That's azsavesamerica.us. You're going to put in your information because they have to know you're a real person. You're going to click the button. It sends that letter to all 110 elected officials through an email. You click another button. It gets you to sign the petition that's going to go out. You click another button. It has all of their phone numbers, 110 people. You can start dialing and letting them know how you feel. Because if you don't let your voice be heard, you don't get the right to say that they didn't know what you wanted. That's the part where we lack on our side, because we do not let our voices be heard like other people that are really loud at it. So now is your time to shine, people. Pick up the phone and start dialing. Dial for your freedom. Dial for your country. The next button is going to click. It's going to have an automatic post for Facebook, and it'll collect to your account. You click that, and there's another one, boom, for Twitter. 2 minutes a day is all I'm asking. The reason why it works is because for every one person that does any of these actions, it equals 1,000 people that feel the same way, that do not take the time to take those actions. You could do this every single day. You're going to tell 10 friends, and you can also do this anywhere in the country, because it's about numbers. Before I jumped on this show, we had 419,186 actions taken in 3 weeks. We launched this 3 weeks ago. So what we're going to do is, like I said, this is not just sending an email. This is not just doing that, because we have boots on the ground that are meeting with these supervisors. We have groups. We have elected officials. We've got candidates that are meeting with them. But I need the numbers from all these people, because if we say, hey, listen, I've got 10,000 people in Pinal County that said, I don't want your stinking machines. I know they're ripe with fraud. And we are the American people. We paid for them. We don't want them. Now I could say, hey, guess what? There's 10,000 people that says go to use the old school method, use the ballots, and we want a hand count. And they also, there's a contingency plan. It's in the statutes that says that they can do that, and they already have it in place. So if they say they can't, they're lying, just like they don't know the machines are bad. So now we have the backup. We're meeting with them in person, but I'm asking everybody in this country, 2 minutes a day, azsavesamerica.us. You fill out the information. If you have the extra time, click it to do the phone calls and the posting. But other than that, just do the email, do the campaign, tell 10 of your friends, any state, every state. You got 37 days. Early ballot starts here in Arizona on October 12th. Do not vote by mail. Do not drop it in a box. You're guaranteed that your vote's not going to count. And this is the way you save this country. Again, pray, plan, take action. I got more, but I know that we're short on time. Thank you. But that's enough for everybody.
Beautiful. Michelle, well, you were 8 minutes and 15 seconds, which means you get a penalty. You have to attend a Patriot Street Fighter boot camp as the instructor, actually.
Hey, bring it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for everybody. That, Michelle. Beautiful. Scott, thank you. Thank you for insisting on this amazing woman. Wow.
Good to see everybody. Okay. Thank you so much again, everybody. Let's do this. Let's save this country, everybody.
Indeed.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com. And find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.